This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. In Arizona, the Minuteman Project got underway over the weekend, but with a smaller turnout than the organizers predicted. The Minutemen are volunteers from around the country who've agreed to spend the next month watching for illegal immigrant crossings along the Arizona-Mexico border. But as the Minutemen set up camp, so did dozens of pro-immigrant activists to watch these watchers. NPR's Carrie Kahn has our story.
The hub of the Minutemen's operation is housed in a defunct Bible college located less than a mile from the Mexican border. Sitting on a few dusty acres, the college consists of a faded blue dome church and six whitewashed concrete buildings. Will, a man who appears to be in his 50s, stands guard at the front of the compound. He refused to give his last name or profession because of what he says are the Minuteman's security measures. But he did offer a tour.
I'm going to give you a quick walk through what we call our comm center. We have right now over 1,000 volunteers that have signed up. We have a little over 25 pilots with airplanes. We've got a couple up in the air right now. And then we have a lot of radio operators. So we have our own little Air Force.
A half dozen men looking about the same age as Will fiddle with ham radios, computers, and walkie-talkies. Some are carrying sidearms. We quickly walk out the crowded room and into a long hallway lined with dorm rooms, barely big enough for the two bunk beds stuffed in each.
And then through here we get some volunteers' rooms. We don't want to be too noisy. There's people sleeping here that were up all night. We're going to be running shifts 24-7.
Will says the volunteers will do what the U.S. government won't, put enough manpower on the border to shut off the flow of illegal immigrants. He says the volunteers are peaceful and have been trained to do nothing more than sit in lawn chairs and call the Border Patrol if they see a migrant on the move. But before heading out on patrol, the Minutemen held roadside rallies in the border towns of Douglas and Naco.
Close the border! Bush! Close the border! Bush!
They were soon joined by a van load of ACLU volunteers, then by a protest troop known as Women in Black, not the best color to wear in the dry desert heat. Protests and counter-protests have been running here daily, even on the other side of the border. In Agua Prieta, Mexico, just south of Douglas, Arizona, a crowd gathered in the town square to hear activists decry the Minutemen. Among them were six young men who had just made several unsuccessful attempts to get across the border. This man, an illegal crosser named Pablo, who was afraid to give his full name, said he'll try one more time to get across the border, but he says he'll stay close to town and avoid isolated areas to stay clear of the Minutemen. If Pablo did try again that night, Minuteman Bob Wright was on the other side waiting. The 42-year-old from New Mexico stood watch along a dirt border road outside Douglas, where the barbed-wired fence separating the two cities is cut wide open.
Numbers of illegals crouch down out here, groups as large as 13, and they stayed put.
Wright says he wishes he could stay put for the whole month the Minutemen will be out here, but he has to get back to work this week. He says more volunteers have pledged to come down and replenish the ranks throughout the month of April. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Bisbee, Arizona.